Okay, we're going to take you live to a session that is held in the Iranian capital, Tehran, headed by Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, who is, as you can see on your screens, due to announce plans to basically diminish Iran's commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal, also known as the JCPOA. You're receiving these live images from a session that is held in Tehran. You see, President Rouhani. We're waiting for him to basically begin his speech, especially with regards to the
I'd like to
nuclear deal.
congratulate you on the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan, a month of purity, a month of the Holy Quran, the month of fasting, the month of Qadr nights. I'd like to congratulate all Muslims around the world and the great Iranian nation on the arrival of this holy month. And I hope the great Iranian nation will make use of this month, we take advantage of this month, which is a month of blessings and divine blessings. The raison d'être behind this month is to empower human beings in the face of actually carnal desires and to further empower human beings. When you fast during the month of Ramadan, it means that you forget your personal desires and you give a response to collective responsibility. Fasting means patience, and even in the Holy Quran, fasting has been described as being patient. Fasting is the power of resistance, so the philosophy behind the fasting is purity and piety. Piety is the utmost power, spiritual power of human beings in the face of carnal desires and sins, and remaining resistant in order to achieve lofty human ideals. I hope in this month, the holy month of Ramadan, all of us will be able to, as the guests of God Almighty, will be able to use the blessings of divine blessings in this month. Today is the 18th of Ordibehesht on the Iranian calendar year, and 1 year has passed since the United States illegally withdrew from the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal, and also since when it trembled underfoot. Resolution 2231 of the UN Security Council. And today, we are determined to announce a key and strategic national decision, to announce this decision to the Iranian nation. The basis of the JCPOA was a national and a strategic decision. The JCPOA was neither an individual decision, nor a partisan decision, nor a government-based decision. It was a national decision. It was a decision of the whole establishment. And our people, both before the JCPOA was reached and both after that, they cast their ballots at two points in time, and they confirmed that they approved it. Actually, 6 years ago, there was an 80 million turnout in the voting, and they asked the government to show its initiative, its creativity, in order to settle political issues and open, actually, and untie the knots and settle problems. We call it prudence or constructive interaction. And after 4 years and the JCPOA and the implementation of the JCPOA, people once again cast their ballots, and this time not 18 million, but there was a turnout of 24 million people. Once again, they voted for moderation, constructive interaction, and prudence. Since the time when the JCPOA was reached, the enemies of Iran have been opposed to this agreement. I mean, radicals in the United States, Zionism, and reactionary states in the region, all of those who were against the JCPOA, they were, and they have been, against Iran as well. Of course, criticism is different from being anti-JCPOA. Anybody can be critical of any issue and can criticize any issue. This is the right of everybody. But animosity towards the JCPOA is only comes from Zionists, reactionary states, and American radicals. The JCPOA was in the interest of the region and in the whole world, and was to the detriment of the enemies of Iran. So they tried their utmost. They have been trying their utmost since 5 years ago till now in order to shatter this structure. After the new administration came to power, which given actually the actual election atmosphere was not a conventional one in the United States, of course, and despite the fact that this party garnered people's votes with the motto of peace. They promised people to pull American troops out of the Middle East region. Their motto was that they wanted to work in the interest of the American nation. Their motto was that they would move on the path toward law and securing people's rights. However, they reneged on their commitments. And the radical group, which today they are inside the White House, they are running most of the affairs. And this radical group has even taken control of affairs from the president. And this method of government by the U.S. government and the people in the region are suffering from this approach. And even the United States friends are suffering. Europe is suffering as well. Canada, Mexico are suffering as well. Even the Pacific nations are suffering. All of those who have been allies of the United States are suffering from this approach. All trade companies around the world are suffering. All entrepreneurs around the world are suffering. However, Zionism, reactionary states, and the radical groups inside the U.S., especially the AIPAC, they exerted pressure on the U.S. government in order to make the U.S. government withdraw from the JCPOA. Of course, for more than almost a year, they were chanting the slogans, and after actually almost 1.5 years ago, since 1.5 years ago, they became more hopeful to trample their commitments underfoot based on the JCPOA. And at the end of that, the month of day on the Iranian calendar year, 2 years ago, they announced that we would withdraw from the JCPOA. And on the 18th of Ordibehesht last year, on the Iranian calendar year, they pulled out of the JCPOA, and they were hoping to see a summer. As they said, they predicted that a summer would come for Iran, and also the 13th of Aban would be a turning point for them, and they would celebrate Christmas in Tehran and all that. And this came while we celebrated the 40th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Throughout all the stages, they suffered defeats. The United States, first, the United States wanted to pull out of the JCPOA in order to make Iran to withdraw from the deal the day after, so that the U.S. would be able to refer the case to the U.N. Security Council to ease the burden on the shoulders of the U.S. in order to redouble and ratchet up the pressure on Iran. However, Iran's prudence was that Iran was not did not fall into this trap and did not play in the United States court. And when our friends and also European countries, they directly contacted me via phone or in person or sent messages, they asked us to give them some time. And we said yes, and we gave a yes response to their request. And because in order to say that we have, because we wanted our people to know that we are patient enough and we work in a calculated way, because we knew and we do know how important the JCPOA is, and scuttling the JCPOA would be costly and would be to the detriment of the region and the world. So we accepted their request, and we were supposed to wait for a few weeks, but we waited for a few months. Again, they contacted me and contacted us, and they asked if them some more time. And again, we gave them more time. We gave them another chance. Based on the provisions of 26 and 36, Articles 26 and 36 of the JCPOA, in four times we held discussions with the four countries which had remained under the JCPOA, two times at the level of deputy ministers and two times at the level of ministers. So we used the mechanism predicted in the JCPOA, and legally speaking, we took the legal steps that we should have and that we needed to. We took those legal steps. Our friends took some steps, although they were not sufficient, but they took good steps. Even the Europeans took good steps, even if some of the, even if they said that in word, but they said that in word, but not in deed, especially in the economic sector. Unfortunately, they failed to put their words into practice. 7 years ago, in an interview that we had, I said that when we were holding talks with the European countries several years ago, the Europeans had some problems, and that was the reason. The problem was that, and this is a problem that the United States considered the U.S., the Europeans considered the U.S. as the master, and that is why, and that is what keeps Europeans from making definitive decisions with regards to their national interests. God willing, since 7 years ago till now, the situation has become a little bit better. The Europeans no longer accept the U.S. as the master in terms of political issues. However, in terms of economic issues, they still, the Europeans and their companies, consider the U.S. as the master. And this is a wrong way of thought, which keeps the U.S. economic sector from making a proper decision for Europe, for the region, and for other countries. And unfortunately, it gives in under pressure. At the United Nations, more than 7 months ago, I announced there that the strategy of Iran's establishment is to remain committed to commitments in face of commitment and violation in the face of violation, threat in the face of threat, and action in the face of action. And today, we want to actually fulfill that promise. And we are saying that within the framework of the JCPOA, today, we will take our first action and our first step. At 14 times since 3 years ago till now, at 14 times, the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that Iran has remained committed to all of its obligations and all of the meetings between the five countries. All five countries confessed that Iran has not been cannot reap all the benefits under the JCPOA. So everybody agrees to an imbalance here. This is an obvious legal principle that the obligations in the face of rights. It is not possible that a country lives up to its obligations, but at the same time fails to enjoy its rights. Obligation, there should always be a balance between obligations and the rights. So under a decision made by the Supreme National Security Council of Iran, today, on my behalf, five letters were sent to the heads of state of five countries which are still members, parties to the JCPOA. This morning, those letters were sent to them. In those letters, we announced to them that we waited upon your recommendation for 1 year, and this patience was supported by a major support of the Iranian nation, because we also have resisted throughout history. Our patience was strategic and historic. We waited for 1 year, we remained patient for 1 year, and we remained committed to all of our obligations. Today, we don't want to withdraw from the JCPOA. Let all of our people and the whole world know that today is not the day when the JCPOA comes to an end. Today is the day when a new step is going to be taken within the framework of the JCPOA itself. The JCPOA, in Articles 26 and 36, the JCPOA entitles us to, well, that if other parties to the JCPOA violates their commitments, we have the right to put forward that issue in the Joint Commission, and a time has been predicted, and we have also waited for that time. We have held commissions. This Joint Commission has been held several times, and unfortunately, despite the fact that the Europeans and our friends have stressed time and again that they will compensate for the withdrawal of the U.S. and they said that they will live up to their commitments. But in practice, we didn't see that happen. Today, we told the heads of the five states that from now on we will stop doing two things that we have been doing so far. These two actions, in simple terms, they were two sales, let's say. For example, whenever our enriched materials reached 300 kilograms, the excess surplus to that, we would sell that amount, and in return, we would receive yellow cake. From today, this sale will stop. Also, the second sale was the sale of heavy water. Whenever our heavy water reserves exceeded 130 tons, we would sell the excess amount to another country. Today, we will also stop this sale. So the whole step that Iran has taken today is to stop two actions that actually we will stop two sales. Actually, we will not sell enriched uranium, and we will not sell heavy water from today. Of course, this announcement remains in effect for 60 days. We told the other parties that in these 60 days, if those five countries come to the negotiating table and we hold negotiations, and if we reach results, and if they can secure our interests with regards to especially petroleum and banking transactions, if we can reap our benefits under these two categories, then we would return to our first spot. The measures that we have adopted today in these 60 months, if they compensate for that, we will reverse our measure. We will reverse to the situation before these two actions are taken. But if after those 60 days we don't reach any conclusion, we will start two more measures. And those two measures would be, first, under the JCPOA, the agreement was that the enrichment should take place at the level of 3.67. We will stop doing that. We will not consider any limit for our enrichment. And secondly, the Arak heavy water reactor, which was supposed to be renovated with the cooperation of those five countries based on the JCPOA. After 60 days, also we will make decisions on Arak heavy water reactor to see whether or not to continue that plan or not. And we would then complete the Arak heavy water reactor. Again, another 60 days will be given for those two measures, and then we will take more measures after that if no conclusion is made, if no agreement is reached. Of course, in the message that I gave those five countries, we told them, we announced it loud and clear, that if they want to use these measures of us as an excuse, and if they want to return Iran's case to the UN Security Council, they will face a definitive action by Iran, and I have explained what that action would be. Our path is clear. Our people should know that we have not withdrawn from the JCPOA. The JCPOA remains in effect. But today we are showing the other side of the coin of the JCPOA, the same JCPOA, which in Articles 26 and 36, the JCPOA is telling us that if the other parties violate their obligations, Iran can actually scale down the level of its commitments. So we have scaled down our commitments. We have not withdrawn from it. In simple language, let me say that we needed that the JCPOA needs a surgery, and the tranquilizers that we have been giving it over the past 1 year have not been enough. And this surgery is in order to save the JCPOA, not to destroy it. And we do believe that if the Iranian nation are united, if our system and our nation move in a united manner on this path, the whole world will receive the message of the Iranian nation very well. Still, we favor peace. We are a man of peace, a man of moderation. We did not initiate the violation of commitments, and we will not initiate any wars. But never ever we have never ever given in to bullying, and we will never ever succumb to bullying, and we will respond to any aggressor. This is the culture of us Iranians. This is the culture of Islam. This is the path of the Prophet Muhammad, and this is the path of our martyrs. In here, I'm announcing to our friendly countries and to the five countries, we are ready for talks within the framework of the JCPOA. Neither exactly within the framework of the JCPOA. The JCPOA does not change, and we are ready to help better implement it and to improve the way you're going to implement your commitments. We are ready to come to the negotiating table. We have not left the negotiating table, and you have kept telling us that you won't leave the negotiating table. That bully, which was supposed to upset the negotiating table, has been unable to do so far. Here, I want to mention another point to our friends, and that is, naturally, all of you, well, you know the importance of the role of Iran in ensuring securing in the region, from the Mediterranean Sea to the Persian Gulf, from the Red Sea to the Persian Gulf. You know that Iran's role in fighting terrorism in this region has been so great. You know that if it weren't for Iran today, terrorists would be ruling, would be making their presence felt in European capitals today. You know that we played a role in actually keeping the the exodus of migrants and kept them from spilling over to Europe. And we have received large numbers of refugees. And you know, we have played a key role in fighting narcotics. And we, 4,000 of our forces were martyred along our eastern borders in the fight against narcotics. And we didn't allow these huge amounts of illicit drugs to cross Iran and reach your countries. But all of you know that taking these actions have cost us billions of dollars. And given the situation that the U.S. has created for us, we won't be able to pay for this cost. It is not possible to have a JCPOA and we pay the cost for it. If the JCPOA is supposed to ensure the security of the world, is to ensure the security of the region, if the JCPOA is for the peace and development of the region, everybody should pay the price for it. You want the JCPOA remain in place and remain effective, but you expect us to do everything about it. You are also responsible for it. Today, in order to protect yourselves, not for us, for your own security, in order to protect your own people against narcotics and all that, and also the influx of migrants, and for other forms of cooperation that Iran has had so far with you. And if this trend continues, that cooperation will come to an end as well. We are not asking you to act in line with Iran's interests. No, act in line with your own interests, for your own future, for your own countries. Today, you have a duty to take action. And today, we have started negotiations with a new language. We have not left the negotiating table. Rather, we are talking to you with the legal language, because until yesterday, we mostly used a friendly language and a friendly tone and the language of politics when talking to you. We have the right to use the language of politics and actually the legal language to serve our interests. You should know, dear friends around the world and in the region, know that Iran is capable of running the country. Our establishment is a lasting and durable system. Our people are united. Even if there are differences, because of different tastes and all that, those differences are because of we have set aside those differences due to US pressures, and we will set aside those differences. Today, the parliament and the administration, the armed forces, the judiciary, the people, all of them, today, all of them under the guidelines of the supreme leader, all of them should remain united and act with one voice. The path we have opted for today is not the path of war, is the path of diplomacy. I, as a person who is privy to the matter, who is well familiar with this matter, as the representative of the Iranian nation, I'm telling you that our path is not a path of war, a path of conflict with the world. Still, we have chosen the path of diplomacy, but diplomacy with a new language and with a new logic. Still, we are using the language of law. What I've been saying and what I've been stressing since day one is that the JCPOA was a win-win agreement. We do not allow the U.S. to change this win-win deal to a win-lose agreement. And the world should know that the JCPOA will not change into a win-lose deal. If it's going to change, it will become a lose-lose agreement. Either the JCPOA remains a win-win agreement, or it becomes a lose-lose one. Be careful. Do not be duped by the United States. Do not be deceived by the U.S. Our path is clear. Today, we are defending our legal rights within the framework of the JCPOA. And we have also given 60 days to our friends. I hope in these 60 days we will be able to, through constructive talks, we will reach the desired point. And I am confident that if we continue our path, the path that we have set foot in, if we continue that with resolution, the JCPOA was supposed to be a strategic one, and we have also our patience over the past 1 year has been strategic as well. The beginning of the new path is a strategic and a national one. Also, it will be in the interest of the Iranian nation, and we will continue this path. God Almighty, God will help us in this path, as He has promised. Our unity, our solidarity, and our all-out efforts, and also our hope for the future, undoubtedly they will make us victorious. May God bless you all.